welcome to a Nick Nota breaking news audio file. And I've got something I want to talk to you that's near and dear to my heart. And that is, as we're all getting older, retirement. Now, I plan on not retiring. They'll have to peel the microphone out of my cold, dead fingers. So retirement's not an issue for me, but retirement savings, planning for the time in life when medical bills rise, no matter how organic you eat, and the body slows down, and you don't want to go into one of those snake den nursing homes, you need money. And that's where you have retirement savings. Retirement savings should be the most safe, secure investment you make. Now, remember, I am a lover of balls-to-wall, wild-asking, too-good-to-be-true speculating. Why? Because I've seen many times thousands turn into millions. I've seen many times thousands turn into nothing, too. But on balance, the opposite is true. Speculation is wonderful because you have a black swan event that comes along that makes fabulous sums of money. Now, let's talk about it. So your portfolio needs to be broken up in two parts. One is you're safe, secure, you can't afford to lose money. Then your medium-term money, paying the bills, the groceries, keeping life alive, supplemental income. And then your balls-to-the-wall speculation, if you can do it with money you truly can afford to lose. Now, the problem is that most people are speculating with their retirement money when they go into these Neuberger Berger and Fidelity and Schwabi retirement accounts because they're highly leveraged accounts, basically for the most part based on a stock market trade. Now, how many times have I had people with tears on the phone going, "Oh no, I'm wiped out. The tech wrecked me. Oh my God, I can't." And you know, market always comes back if you got 20 or 30 years. Remember the secret. When the stock market wipes out, they throw out the losers, they put in new winners. You can't do that. So the stock market doesn't come back, okay, because the game's rigged. Safe, secure retirement savings should only be in the most profound investment, genius investment tool, and that is U.S. government securities. They are backed by the full faith and pledge of the United States government. Let me explain what that means to you. The United States government owns 40% of the land. They own the highway system. They own bridges. They own infrastructure. They own laboratories. They own the land above mines. Okay, in the event of a U.S. distress situation, there are more than enough assets to be liquidated. For example, the interstate highway system, it's basically a free road. If you want to travel the equivalent in Europe, it'll take you 150 euros to travel from north to south in French land. The same thing in Spain. In Spain, in a recent trip from north to south, I think we spent 200 euros in tolls. So there's a lot of ways to generate money. Why are you going to pay Fidelity or Neuberger, these guys, to take wild-ass speculation and return maybe 6%, maybe? And that's in the good times, the best stock market rally ever. In the bad times, all of these funds have wiped out in the stock market wipeouts. Of course, they've come back, but that doesn't mean you come back with your investment there. To be very clear here, U.S. government under the Treasury Department made a grave mistake. They made two of them. One is they kept interest rates at 0.5% too long. The fucking idiot, Janet Yellen, could have financed the U.S. government debt for 20 years at under 1%. They're now financing at 4 and 5%. One of the biggest colossal fuck-ups of all times. Now, the problem you've got is, although the Fed has lowered rates, the 30-year bond, which is my benchmark, has gone from 3.5% to 4.75%. In other words, as the Fed has lowered the Fed fund rates from 5% to 4%, the treasuries on the long term have skyrocketed because everyone knows there's a lot of debt to be financed. Now, let me tell you, you need to go to treasurydirect.org and open an account. You need to put your safe, secure, can't afford to lose money out of all these IRAs, 10Ks, and all these stock market funds that will wipe out, and you put in U.S. government treasuries, they'll be there. Right now, you want to put them in 3 and 6 month paper, yielding around 4%, a little over 4%. And in the future, as we sense that the market is peaking, interest rates will go higher and peak, the Fed will panic, and then you're going back to 0.1% rates. There's a fortune to be made in that if you understand how treasuries work. So are there investments that are too good to be true? I don't know. I bought my first Bitcoin at 100. I bought a bunch of them at 1,000. They're at 100,000. So I guess that's too good to be true, and it does happen. I know people who win the lottery. That's too good to be true, but it happens. So too good to be true can happen. But you can't rely upon too good to be true for your retirement savings. Retirement savings and U.S. government treasuries, get it done now. Next opportunity here. We are in an enormous change in how the market's going to work. The stock market is an unqualified bubble about to fail. The Bitcoin is a Ponzi scheme. I'm telling you right now, the algorithms are a month or a year away from cracking it. You need to understand how this works. It's a cipher. Okay, now it will take 2 to the 32nd power to mine a Bitcoin. Let's say to crack your Bitcoin, to steal it from you, to get the cipher code that you have, and then the calculator would be 2 to, say, the 50th power. That, at one time, was an impossible number. No one could do it. But now, with quantum computing under AI, those numbers are reached. I am telling you, as we speak, some of the smartest mathematicians and computer brains known to man are working with new generation quantum computers, and you can look them up on the internet, and some pretty sophisticated ones developed by Google, and some really smart Jews working on that, and a consortium of Chinese and Russians. There's $30 trillion in Bitcoins, and one day people are going to wake up, and overnight the Bitcoins was stolen from them, cashed in, and the money gone. Too good to be true? Well, in this case, maybe so. Listen, the Treasury is clearly in a problem. Inflation is picking up. The job market is slowing. They've got an inflationary problem. But the other problem is that they got a debt financing problem. The Fed lowered rates too fast, too low, and they're going to have to reverse. That means interest rates are going higher. You want to take advantage of that by having money parked in treasuries, treasurydirect.gov, no commissions, no broker, no nothing. And what you want to do is lock in government securities. Now, when we sense that the market and interest rates are peaking, and I've been pretty good at that, you'll lock in longer-term rates, and you'll lock in what my favorite highly leveraged 100% secure investment is, and that's zero coupon bonds principal portion. I'll be doing a lot on that. We've made a lot of money. I never lost money in zero coupon bonds. In fact, I bought face value bonds of $10,000 for $400. So you wonder how that turned out? Wonderful, fantastic, amazing. And for me and family and friends and clients. So to get the long and short of this, I absolutely want you to have someone watch over you, and that is U.S. government treasuries, the greatest instrument. America is the wealthiest country in the world. It's not going anywhere. The dollar's not going anywhere. That you to throw away your dollar on bitcoins and on numismatics and on silver, twice the silver price, and on $2,700 an ounce gold is ridiculous, insane. You're going to see a situation where interest rates are going to go up. They're going to peak. You can lock them in. And when they crash, the magic of treasury works for you because you got all that differential. Look, hear me. Get out of RRAs and 10Ks. The stock market's a bubble. Basically, when you're investing in these various retirement funds, you're investing in the stock market in highly leveraged instruments with cutesy little tricks that are guaranteed to blow up, unless you remember the mortgage wipeout and the real estate crash. Those were all those little cutesy tricks. Well, they're back, and they're back into your retirement account. Get out of it. You need to control your retirement money. Forget about the tax implications. Forget about all that bullshit. Get your money in safe, secure government securities through Treasuries Direct, and they'll watch over you.